Hey ladies, it's Charlie O and Lola, and we're the Shady Ladies. We're a couple of love coaches that love to sit on the patio, drink champagne, and talk about sex and love and relationships with no shame. We're here to help you to keep it exciting.
Hello everybody, it is patio time and patio talk with the Shady Ladies with Charlie O and
Lola.
Today we're going to be talking about sex esteem, not a sexy steam, sex esteem. So what are your thoughts on that, Lola?
Well, when I see that, it makes me think it's like self-esteem, right? So add sex to the self-esteem and it's... Yeah, it's about really getting to know yourself.
Yes, especially as women go through, unfortunately, that word, that M word, that menopause word.
Oh, yeah.
That causes a really lots of issues, decreased desires of sexual, you know, like that thing. So if there's so much going on for women that they just kind of, it's like they kind of, a lot of times just give up. It's kind of, and your sex drive changes in your 20s, your 40s, your 30s, your 50s. 60s, 70s, I mean, everybody goes, oh my gosh, 70, but lots of women and men have amazing sex in their 70s, correct?
Yes, and I, with my current husband, I did say in the very beginning that I want sex well into my 70s. That's, I mean, I said that in the beginning, like, hey, this is the boundary.
Right, you're where, this is not an option, or we're out of here, right? I agree.
Well, I think it's important, you know, your sexuality, your sensuality, that intimacy, it's part of your vitality. So, you know, you can choose to sit in the recliner and live out your days, or you can have a beautiful, intimate sexual relationship. I choose that one.
Correct. It's just, and like it says, when we call sex esteem, is as men and women get older, they lose their confidence, obviously, in their bodies because things change. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have that very, what's the word I'm looking for? Constructive relationship where you can actually talk about it to each other, that's when things kind of start falling apart a little bit. And then especially for women, because they are more insecure as far as that type of thing, they become looking, you know, they look in the mirror and like, oh, I'm not attractive. And there's all the whole social media, the, you know, all that stuff where people, you know, the people that are airbrushed, then they start visualizing, gosh, this is what people look like. So you have to, it's a lot of mind talking, like self-talking and things which I feel that needs to happen. And also just open relationship with each other, because it is, your bodies are changing and you're growing apart. And
definitely.
There's the majority of the people can't afford to go get a, you know, plastic surgery or whatever, you know, and you can't be airbrushed. Well, you could try to be airbrushed, I mean, but I don't think that's going to work. So,
well, it looks not great in photos, but not like, in real life.
Yeah, not right now.
So. And I think in real life that's what comes across just in your own emotional well-being. And also it comes across in the bedroom. And so, you know, one thing that I try to remind myself of, is this is just a tip, is your man doesn't see what you're seeing. And so you'd be like, oh, I've got, you know, dimples here or flabbiness there or sagginess somewhere. Your man's not seeing that. That is, he doesn't look at you and see that. So, you know, we're just our own worst critics, I think.
Well, I was reading this article and it was talking about how our own worst enemy is buying those magazines that basically are showing all these bodies that are not for real and stuff. And then you're comparing that. And when you go, and women are the queen of doing that. I mean, I do that. I know I've done that. I mean,
yeah,
so, oh my gosh, I don't look like that in that same outfit. Mm-hmm. I have, my best story was when I was pregnant with my first child, my, my hairdresser, one, this is a totally different subject, but please never, ever, ever cut your hair when you're 9 months pregnant. Just don't do it. But there I saw this beautiful picture of this beautiful lady that was a model. And so I thought, oh, my hair will look so cute like that. No, that doesn't happen. It's the same with that when you're looking at women's bodies and stuff, if you're like even in Cosmo or wherever, which I love that magazine, but just the fact that don't compare yourself to that, because again, it's not what your husband fell in love with or your significant other, mm-hmm. whoever it is, you are the reason that you're together. So yeah. That type of thing.
Definitely. Oh, I definitely think comparing yourself is not a good idea. It's not setting you up for success. And, you know, definitely comparing yourself to others, comparing yourself to, you know, in our day it was magazines. I think anymore it's kind of like Instagram. So, yeah, there's these people on there posing, they look perfect, they have the perfect life, and that's not really where it's at. So, really it is about working on your self-esteem and your sex esteem. So correct. Definitely that's important. So what I think we would encourage is for you to look in the mirror. You can be clothed, you can be like in a bra and panties, whatever you feel comfortable with, and just look at your body, just take it in and learn to love the parts that aren't perfect. And that's okay, because guess what? Everyone has them. Everyone. So you're not alone in this. And that's kind of, I think what we're trying to say is, you know, we don't have the perfect body. You know, we're not Bo Derek running down the beach.
Yeah. And I was talking to a lady that she said that she's so like her significant other spouse, he and her have to plan a night when they do have sex, because she realized this is she's so self-conscious of her stomach area that so and this is not a pretty story, but it's I'm sure it's 90% lots of people.
It happens.
She like doesn't eat the whole day because she doesn't want to have her, she wants her stomach as flat as possible, because she feels like that's what he's focusing on. And that is so not the case at all.
It isn't the case.
At all. But in her mind, she that's what she really feels. So one beautiful thing about this story is that she did, after talking to me and talking about it a little bit more, she did seek out, they booked couples counseling for it, because he's like not that on that page at all, but she had to get over that mm-hmm. in her brain or whatever she's created, that movie. Mm-hmm. And so it's helped a ton. Like they're like, now she's like, they do naked patio time, like
ooh,
I suggested.
I love it.
And it, she just said it's been amazing. But there's millions of people out there, and men and women, that have those areas that you just, no matter what, you can't, you, it just affects that, your sex life and your sex esteem, basically.
Definitely. And it does come across in really, honestly, everything that you do, but especially the bedroom, which is, you know, kind of where we're targeting. We all have those spots, so no one is alone. You always have help and support, and you don't have to feel like you're perfect. You know, you don't have to feel like you need to have a, you know, maybe an eating disorder or something to look better in the bedroom and feel better about yourself, because that is the wrong road to go down.
Right. Another thing is like they always say communication in the bedroom. So what if you're not on the same page as that person? So how can mm-hmm. you have a sexy sex esteem if you're wanting something completely different, or you're not comfortable with something? We've reiterated this on everything, but it is about the sex esteem part too, because you want to have open communication mm-hmm. or take turns. This is what I want tonight, and this mm-hmm. is what you and make a list and share it together. And that's a whole conversation over dinner you can do, and nobody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, right.
You can have a bottle of wine, be talking sex at the next, you have a person next to you at that next table. COVID, they're a little bit farther. Yeah, I know, but still, and that's kind of sexy too, all of a sudden, because talking about sex over a bottle of wine at a restaurant and nobody knows what you're doing, that's kind of naughty. And that's kind of cool.
It's kind of fun. It's
exciting. It's a good naughty way.
Yeah, I agree. It's a little shady.
Yes, that is true. That's probably why we like it.
Well, so, you know, we pick up these stories as we grow up. Sometimes it comes from our mom. Sometimes it comes from, you know, a grandmother or caregiver who makes us, you know, we take it on. It's unconscious. And then we adapt them and have them in our adult life, that, you know, women aren't deserving of, you know, this beautiful sex life, right? Where we're receiving.
Yes.
Where we're receiving. And
sorry, I had to take a little drink. heavy for me right now.
And so, you know, and then we're also shame. We're taught to shame. You know, I know definitely in both of our lives, we were taught that, you know, our private parts don't have names. They're called private parts because we can't talk about them.
It's like you have a band-aid on
it. Yeah, you should feel, you know, guilty, or that's shameful, or, it's a very heavy energy. And so what we would encourage you to do is to now shift that and start a new story, a new healthy story from, you know, whatever age you're at now, whether it's, you know, 30, 40, 50, I don't care, 25, let's start a new story around replacing these old stories what the sex shaming, you know, happened. And not to blame our family, because they couldn't help it. They only did what they knew to do at the time.
Right.
But we can change those patterns, and we can begin a new path and a very exciting life and healthy sex esteem and healthy self-esteem. And that's just going to carry across in all aspects of our life.
Yes, I agree. And I think more people struggle with that than we know, because, again, it's taboo. It's still taboo.
It is. It's very taboo,
I think.
If
you're not open about it, it's what it is.
It's kind of awkward talking about it with friends. And that's kind of what's brought us here is, you know, we want to start that conversation in a very safe and healthy place. And, you know, if we don't know something, we will definitely get you in the right direction to someone who does know how to best help you, for sure.
Absolutely, yes.
You know, and one other little part that I wanted to point out was there's not just body parts that we don't feel the most comfortable with, you know, in the mirror, naked, but also a lot of women don't understand that their vulva is who they are. So it doesn't matter. There's different shades of colors, there's different shapes, there's different sizes, the labia is different shapes. But most women think that they're kind of, not deformed, that's too strong of a word, but they don't look lovely there.
Yeah,
so they don't want to see it.
They don't treat it as this beautiful thing that they have.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of like they're ashamed, or it has to be dark, or I don't want you to look at it, or whatever, and which is the complete opposite of
what sex esteem is. And so, you know, definitely encourage you to spend some time in front of the mirror and also looking at your vulva, because it's so important to see what's there, what you look like, and not feel shame.
Correct.
Because we all look different. We all have, I mean, it's so unique, just like your fingerprint.
Yes.
And, you know, just to learn that you're all beautiful, just the way you are.
Yes, correct. One thing that I think is really important, too, is basically you need to be basically your self-esteem for sex esteem is a woman's availability to actually view herself as being able to cope with basic challenges in life and believe that you do really deserve true happiness. And if you don't think you're worth happiness, then unfortunately that sex esteem is not going to be good. So one thing that I always feel is very huge is before you go into this feeling like you can be a sexy sex esteem, you need to love yourself within, because otherwise you're going to, like, it's going to be a whole spiral, like you said, that in a black hole, because you're going to, one, you're going to do things you probably don't really want to do, but you're going to do it because you don't feel confident or you're insecure about it. So that's a whole nother, to get that sex esteem, you got to kind of, it's like a job. You got to kind of, but if you do the work, and it's totally worth it, because you'll have the best sex ever.
Oh,
and so will they too.
It is worth it.
Yes.
Well, you know, one thing that Charlie Owen and I have done is we have these necklaces, and they have a V on them, and we kind of dubbed them as our vulva necklaces. And so we love to wear.
Nobody because, else knows that.
Yeah, though. It's just kind of our own little special secret. No one really knows. I did actually tell a lady the other day, well, several weeks ago, but yeah, it stands for my vulva. Loved it. And it was funny to see people perk up. But anyway, it's just my own little secret. It's just like a little special thing that says, yeah, I know what it looks like. I know what feels good. And I know it's a part of me. And I'm loving that part of me. So that's, I think that's really neat. But also, this might be a great time to plug in our special vibrator necklace.
Yes, yes. Please do that, Char. Please do that, Lola.
So there is this most beautiful, elegant, sophisticated necklace, and it's on a beautiful long chain. And it's metal, and it's actually a vibrator, but no one would know it. So I call it my power tool.
Except yourself.
Except yourself. But I call it my power tool.
Which is perfect.
Yeah,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And I have had a couple people ask me what it is. And I come off with random
things. Say it's a bullet.
Like it's a bullet.
Like
a,
not the silver bullet, but a bullet, like a gun bullet.
It actually is very powerful. And it's super sleek. It's super sexy.
So classy.
Yeah, it is very, very sophisticated, classy. You could wear it to the boardroom. No one would ever know what it is. So, and it is by Love Crepe, and we love it. We'll provide the link.
So to sum up all today's patio talk, Lola, I feel like what we've decided is that it's called being open, being aware of what you're feeling, and making sure that you're feeling confident if you in the bedroom and outside of the bedroom before you're actually going to be able to really enjoy it, because you're going to do that self-talk, which you got to get that out of there, because having sex esteem means that, remember, they're looking at you. They're not looking at that picture of the in Cosmo or
the image Women's in your Health head
or where Playboy or Playboy, whoever, but they're looking at you. You're the one in the room with them. So then you just need to rock it, own it, and be sexy.
Yeah. And keep it exciting
always. Hey.